This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Anti-government protesters and hostage families in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem staged demonstrations on Saturday night, demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accept a ceasefire and hostage deal.
That a shame does good government represent us. It's a far away from what the people of Israel thinking, the majority.
25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. Stephen Kapos is a Holocaust survivor.
They should stop immediately, obviously. It is an outrage in the 21st century for genocide to be going on in full sight of the whole world. And there is no excuse whatsoever. It ought to be stopped, and I think the leadership of Israel are a criminal band.
It has been exactly 11 months after the Hamas attack that killed more than 1,200 launched a war in which more than 40,000 Palestinians are believed to have died. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday spoke at a rally in Wisconsin while Vice President Kamala Harris greeted voters in fellow battleground state Pennsylvania. Lisa Bernard has more.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally in Mosinee, Wisconsin on Saturday as he tries to solidify support among a key part of his base, working class and rural whites. Trump won Wisconsin, a key swing state, against Hillary Clinton in 2016, but lost it to President Joe Biden in 2020. Harris, meanwhile, was in Pittsburgh on Saturday, where she welcomed recent endorsements not only from former Republican Representative Liz Cheney, but also from her father, Dick Cheney, who was vice president under Republican President George W. Bush.
It's okay to put country above party. I'm honored to have their support.
Harris and Trump will debate each other for the first time in Pittsburgh.